Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, wait, the Lions just ripped off another 20-yard run.
That's where we're going to go. You asked yesterday the question
The heart of my head, and I should have trusted my heart because I felt like the Lions had something in them.
What's the storyline after this game? And for me, it was that the Lions are not very good. Mm-hmm. And boy, the question is now, are the Ravens not very good? Mm-hmm. They went toe-to-toe with Buffalo. That was a great game. Derrick Henry doesn't fumble that ball. They've got a chance to win that game.
Also, this
was I talking about the Bills game or the Lions game?
Yeah.
Like, Derrick Henry, bro, like, let's just get right at it. What is going on, amigo?
A guy that does not fumble has a case. He's turned into Adrian Peterson.
He's got 3 fumbles in 3 games.
Which is insane.
He had, like, 4 in his career.
Yeah, he does not fumble the ball. It's like, when you look at his carry load, his fumble percentage was astronomically low. It's just, he doesn't drop the rock. And now he's Adrian Peterson. He's just coughing this thing up left, right, and center. That was AP's one fault, is that he ran with it like a loaf of bread. Also, this is not an 8-point game. It finishes 38-30. The Lions beat that ass.
Yeah, without a doubt.
They ran for 225, dog. Also, there's no Ben Johnson there, but oh my God. Well, the speed option with Amon-Ra St. Brown was so pretty. So pretty.
And we did give flowers a little bit yesterday to the concept that Dan Campbell has earned the right.
Yes.
Boy, that guy's got some marbles. Even Aikman said it last night. The onions on him. 4th and 2, you're up and you're going for
it. That throw from Goff was inch perfect. Look, I've said this before. The wide receivers that I love in the NFL are the Mike Evans types. Mm-hmm. Amon-Ra St. Brown is Scott. I mean, he was already.
Yeah, we're Jamar Chase type guys. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, where did Amon-Ra St. Brown go to college at?
Well, I don't know, but I know you're going
to
tell me.
Did he go to a institution in Southern California?
I don't care.
He went to Notre Dame, right?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Yeah, they keep churning out like a puppy mill, the wide receivers out of that institution. But I love him. I love him. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown is just a dude. Every single time the Lions need to make a play, that dude makes a play.
Yeah, and on the text line, receipts are coming in. The first time in my life I get to do this. Yesterday, you were Hot Take Factory burying the Lions. I get there's reasons, but they have the best backfield, one of the best receivers, loaded on defense, Pro Bowl tight end, loaded across the field, and you gave up on them.
I did not give up on them.
You broed me, and I deserve to get broed.
I said I'm worried about the interior offensive line.
Me too.
And they have figured out the interior offensive line.
I was just worried about identity, the whole thing top to bottom, and boy, was I wrong.
They are built offensively on running the ball and being physical, and in their first 2 games, they weren't.
To go into Baltimore and out-physical Baltimore is something that just doesn't happen.
They punked them.
It's not scripted. It's not predictable. You don't walk into Baltimore and play more physical than they do.
Ravens finished the game with 4 TFLs, 0 sacks. They had nothing.
Goff
did
whatever he wanted to last night.
He was 20 of 28 for 200 yards and a touchdown. Nothing spectacular, but 0 mistakes and made a play every single time he needed to make a play. He didn't have to because David Montgomery is too busy ripping off big run after big run after big run. Like, everybody's going to call out the 72-yarder, which was insane. That cutback, whoop, gone.
Yeah.
But before that, he started, what did they start the drive at the 9-yard line? It was a 90-yard drive.
Something like that, yeah.
First play, 11 yards. Hey, there's your first down. Now you're not punting out of the end zone. Like, you've already been successful in the sense of, like, trying to, like, flip the field a little bit. Before that, the Ravens get the ball at the 40-yard line. Good field position come in. Three and out. Ravens are cooked. That doesn't happen in the NFL. Like, you have a very, very good offensive team that starts with positive field position. You three and out them, and then you're pinned deep.
Not a Harbaugh team. Pick your Harbaugh, not a Harbaugh team.
You pin the Lions inside the 10-yard line, and what does Montgomery do? Rips an 11-yarder. Next play, rips a 72-yarder, and you're like, damn, okay, now we're cooking.
When do you think Dan Campbell looked at that game and goes, oh, we got this? Like, he's always going to believe they're going to win, so I don't mean that.
Halftime.
But when do you have that moment you're like, holy S.
I know they're tied at halftime, but it's halftime.
This is us.
Yeah.
We've got this.
Because they were churning already.
If we don't throw up on ourselves, we are going to win this football game.
I think it was halftime. They poured it on in the second half. They just absolutely
it was
it
a
on.
Big test for Detroit. And I, to this texter's point, I buried him. And I couldn't be more wrong.
You know what I love about this? With the Ravens losing, you know what we have next week?
What?
Ravens Chief, and the loser of that game will be 1-3. The loser of Ravens Chiefs will be 1-3, and they will be up against it. And right now, how easy is it to believe it's the Chiefs?
I don't know, man. Dude, I'm worried about this Ravens team.
I'm not. I still think they're good. I just think the Lions sputtered and are adjusting to changes, and they have figured out who they are.
Well, the whole NFL weekend felt a little like that. It felt like, okay, we're playing a really bad team. And overlooked it. Green Bay loses to Cleveland. Atlanta loses to Carolina. Mm-hmm. You're looking at games and you're like, we should smoke this team. And then you end up getting smoked yourself. Do you think the Ravens had that kind of attitude? Do you think that they thought maybe they were going to smash Detroit and came out flat?
I mean, they beat the living crap out of the Browns last week. And they were a 1-point loss to Josh Allen and the Bills. So there's probably a little bit of that there to it. Like, yeah, we're okay. We're okay. And again, like, look at the Ravens. Look what the Ravens have done so far this season. Offensively, they have scored 40, 41, and 30.
That should win you three games.
And yet they're 1-2. If you're asking questions, you're asking questions about this Ravens defense. And this is what we had 2 years ago when you look at the Ravens defense and you go, why aren't they better? Again, I understand you played the Lions and the Bills, and they're very good offenses.
Mm-hmm.
But giving up 38 and 41, those are college football numbers.
They are.
Those aren't NFL numbers.
Those aren't NFL numbers. You cannot give up 30 points in the NFL.
And you gave up 39 between those two per game.
Who they play in week two? The Jets?
Browns.
Browns. And they 41-17.
They blew them out.
41-17?
Yeah.
Is that 17 garbage time?
There's a garbage time.
Okay, okay. So I was going to say, even 17 is too much to give up to Cleveland.
Eh, it's fine.
Garbage time is fine,
The Packers gave up 13. Like, it's fine. It's fine.
I can't believe you scored 13 points and win a game.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. But what do the Browns have?
A good defense.
Yeah. If you're asking questions right now, it's not of that Ravens offense.
No,
it's that.
I mean,
that
the Henry thing is concerning.
Sure, but
the Henry thing is concerning because that is an average attempt at a ball. Yeah. I know it's the punch, but everybody does that.
And he's a guy that doesn't fumble.
It's an average play made by a defender, and it's costing you.
I love that the Ravens and Chiefs are going, and one of those teams will be 1-3 because it's just going to throw a wrench into everything. That means one of those teams has to go on a run. Also, the AFC North now, what is it? We were like, oh, you can just say, we said this the other day, you can say the Ravens have the division. No, you can't.
Dude, I don't want anybody in that division to win.
Browns?
Browns are bad.
Steelers?
Cincinnati's bad.
Cincinnati?
The Steelers, you want to talk about bad defenses.
The black and blue division is, there's no black or blue.
No. Yeah, that is the physical division. No. It's the most physical division of all of them.
Yeah.
And it lacks it.
Yeah. It's just the Browns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It just...
It's the Browns are the only team in that division that play defense right
I'm
now.
I'm struggling to wrap my head... I did this last night when I got done watching the game. I was just like... It ended and I went, but when does the game start?
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I was like, but when does the game start? It's over?
And you did this in Baltimore.
It's over?
You did this in Baltimore. They don't... This is Lamar...
The Lions steamrolled them?
Do you know this is Lamar's third loss to an NFC team in his career?
Whoa.
He's like 27-3.
Are you for real on
yes.
that?
He lost in 2022, 2024, and now 2025. He has three losses to NFC teams.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they lost at home. They don't lose at home.
They don't lose at home.
It was, I'm not going to lie. That I was watching the post game. There were a lot of Lions fans in that building last night. A lot of fun. Tell you what, though. Primetime games continue to be bangers. Continue to be bangers.
God bless primetime.
It's been wonderful.
God bless primetime.
What do we have for Thursday? Oh God, Miami Buffalo. Oh no,
that was already happened.
Yeah.
No, it's Chargers, isn't it?
No, it's Seattle, Arizona.
Oh right, that, Seattle, Arizona.
That, R.I.P. primetime.
I know. I'm going to hate watch the hell out of that game. I almost swore. I'm going to hate watch the living S out of that game. Who knows? Maybe it'll be good.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, the Buffalo Miami game was good.
Yeah, I guess
anything can happen on a Thursday night with Al Michaels, who hates his job and tells everybody it gets paid.
Fantastic.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, love that. You know what? He will watch a 17-16 Seattle Arizona game. Like, what
hell
the hell
yeah.
are we doing here?
Yeah.
It'll be great.
You guys pay me money to be here.
Why am I calling this game? I don't care.
I haven't cared about football in 10 years.
Love that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.